Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 625. Christian Forbearance When Feelings Are Stirred. Blend in Christian love with your fellow workers and do not allow yourself to be easily wounded. When you become interested in the salvation of perishing souls, you will not mind the little differences that are so common in the association of human beings with one another. I had to learn my lesson when much younger than I am now. When my husband and I were living in Rochester, New York, carrying on the publication of the Review and Herald, there were 22 who every day gathered round our family board. These workers were of different temperaments and dispositions. We had much to try us, and many perplexing problems to solve. Under great difficulties and with little money, we were endeavoring to carry forward the proclamation of present truth. I purposed in my heart that no word or act of mine should cause irritation. When others were irritated, I would say, "We are all Christ's little children, members of his family. Let us bring all the sunshine that we can into our home. Do not speak one word that would hurt the feelings of another. When you are tempted to speak or act unadvisedly, look to Jesus, and remember that when the feelings are stirred, silence is eloquence.